We're now coming up on 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. In about 30 minutes, we'll have a beautiful sunrise here, and I hope you're having a great day. Good morning. Sometimes we just don't tell people good morning. My wife, even though, especially when we first got married, was not a morning person. Hello, everybody. This is the Bob Bell Show. I'm your host, Bob Bell. Dave Claybo's over there. My wife was not a morning person. I think after 41 years, I have finally influenced her to the point where she's pretty much a morning person. I got to tell you, tomorrow is my sleep-in day, Saturday. And I promise you, she'll be up before me. Now, part of that is she just can't seem to sleep past her normal wake-up time. So she doesn't. I can. I can force myself to sleep. Tomorrow it's going to be a lot warmer, too. Today's going to be a lot warmer than this morning. Can you believe it's 44 degrees? It is. It's 44 degrees. That's here in downtown Knoxville. I measured it over in Powell. They've got 41. In Carnes, they have 42. It's just chilly out there. Well, and it's May 15th. But you know, it's going to be up in the 90s here in the next few days. Anyway, you heard me talk just a few moments ago. We were going to have Aaron Yarnell on to talk about cyber scams and things like that. But he is one of those named in the indictment handed down by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, possibly using some drug money for personal use. Now, there are 11. Some are current members of the Knox County Sheriff's Office. And it just pains me to say this, but I don't know. You know, we don't know anything yet. The lawyer for Captain Yarnell said he looks forward to defending him in court. He said, in the original indictments that started and the investigations that came down around 2019, he was nowhere near mentioned. So I don't know. Meanwhile, former Sheriff J.J. Jones is mentioned as one of those indicted. Former sheriff's candidate, David Amburn, who's been with the sheriff's office, was also named. Tom Spangler says this predated him because the investigation began in 2018. That was before Spangler took over as sheriff. So Sheriff Spangler did issue one brief statement. I'll cooperate as much as I can with the FBI and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. So there you are. And you need to pray for people that are in places of authority where great temptation can take over. Now, these men are indicted. They're innocent until proven guilty. That's the truth. But we'll see. From WRJ, we just, you know, listen, we're going to be just as transparent with you. I had no idea what's going on. To my knowledge, nobody else did. Did that surprise you Wednesday when this all started to come out, Mr. Dave? Yeah, me too. It's like, I mean, for everybody, it's not just the names we know, it's the names we don't know. Now, one deputy had already retired some time ago, and he was kind of the beginning point of the investigation. So, we'll have more on just a few moments. What do you think of the visit to China with the president? Is he being taken in? What do you think? 865-342-5620. Also, question, how do we rededicate America? What would you say, how should we rededicate America? We'll be back in just a few moments of the Bob Bell Show, right here at WRJZ. It is 44 degrees.
She's got Dollywood. We've got Bob Bell. That's just as good, right?
Do you remember, friends? I know I remember. Minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. My name is Bob Bell, yes, for 33 years, hosting the Bob Bell Show, or some derivative thereof, whether it was Morning Magazine or whatever the case may be. We almost called it Morning Light because some friends of ours down in Orlando had a show by the same name. And I thought that would have been okay. But anyway, I'm anything but light, but I'm not dark. But I'm heavy. Last night, I was up a little bit later than I normally am. I was watching some of Sean Hannity's interview with the president as he spoke about China. Can I tell you what creeped me out? Can I be honest with you? Okay. Here's what creeped me out a little bit. And it's not the president's fault. But Chairman Xi, or I should say President Xi, from China, had a huge red carpet gathering at the airport as the president got off his plane. There were at least 300 children, and it's eerie because they were all exactly the same height. And they were jumping up and down and cheering the president, like constantly. Like for several minutes, these kids had to be exhausted. You know, they were told to do that. That's the same look I had on my face. And they're all the same height and they're cheering the president like he's some kind of rock star. See, President Xi knows that the president likes that kind of stuff because he would do the same thing for President Xi and show that kind of respect for him. But I think President Xi's trying to play Trump. I hope Trump doesn't fall for it. I'm not telling people to be adversarial, but I am saying be cautious.
I did see that video, and I'm thinking, were you thinking Children of the Corn at that point?
It's just weird. Well, you know what I was thinking was Chairman Mao. Back in the day, I mean, you had little children in China singing songs about Chairman Mao that were written specifically about him because you were trained to believe that the chairman or the president or whoever's in charge over there of the Communist Party of China is God. I mean, they're God. I mean, that's honestly what happens. Anyway, there's only one true father. Today on Focus on the Family, I just happened to catch this with Greg Steer, and I thought, this is beautiful. He was talking about an acrostic, so you'll hear some letters in there. Don't be confused. But he's also talking about what a real father was, and how his wasn't around.
Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. We see that in the book of John. 98 times it says the word believe. In Greek it's pistis. It means to trust in or rely upon. It's not just mental assent. It's putting your faith in Christ. Just like you're trusting in those chairs to hold you up, you're transferring your faith from yourself to Christ and him crucified. And you believe that he died for you and you trust in him to save you, which brings us to the L. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. It's not just eternal life, it's a quality of life. Not just a quantity of life, it's a quality of life. We experience eternal life now and it lasts forever. Let me tell you, one of the reasons this means so much to me is I never met my biological father. My biological father left my mom before I was even born. I've never seen his face. I've never heard his voice. But don't you dare feel sorry for me, because I have another father. And he'll never leave me or forsake me. And if you're a believer in Jesus, he will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? That's the real father. Not some chairman or not some political figure in a foreign country or in our country, either one. The father, period. Exclamation point, the father. The only one who is able to save, to keep and to catch that which was lost, to keep and to preserve. I just love it. So that's coming up today at 8 o'clock on Focus on the Family. You don't want to miss that. Friday, May 15th, I'm hard-pressed to believe it is the middle part of this month. At WRJZ, more great product being given away from Dr. Alistair Begg a little bit later on, possibly even next week. You know what's coming up Monday? My friend Jenny Bushkell will be back in studio with us. Oh, yeah. We got lots to talk about. Plus, we're going to welcome another special guest in here. Rob Ekno, Knoxville International Christian Film Festival. Guy with a great cowboy hat, a bald head, and a great heart. All of that coming up at the Bob Bell Show here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Next hour, Barry McGuire, the car guy. He's a lot of fun, but he loves Jesus. That's all of the way at WRJZ. This is the Bob Bell Show. Traffic and weather next.
We found him dressed like a Roman soldier standing in the church parking lot. Bob Bell, keeping it classic.
Notice he didn't say keep it in classy. He said keep it in classic, which means I'm old.
Freddie Mercury, here you go.
Did you see the video with him doing a warm-up in front of a crowd of probably 60 or 70,000 people? Just doing a vocal warm-up with the rest of his band and a sound check, too, on the mics. And, you know, he would do, yo, and then he would point at the crowd and go, but it was just unbelievable gymnastics with his voice. What an extremely talented fellow he was. That's so sad.
I remember that when I was just a kid back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was just cool stuff.
Well.
At least we thought it
you're
was.
My best friend. You're my best friend. So I look at my wife every day. You're my best friend. You know, she doesn't like that at 3:45 in the morning, though.
I wouldn't either.
Shut up, Bob. Trying to sleep.
Why, as you'd say, it's Friday, my little pretties.
She never says shut up. She goes, oh, hush. Because that's the nice way to do it, you know. 6:23 at WRJZ. The Bob Bell Show is underway. Do not be deceived. Stick to it. Stick to the truth. Later on, we're going to talk about how some people, and I've seen numbers of this now detailed in story after story after story of someone who's lonely and vulnerable. They may be wealthy. They may not have much money at all, one way or another. But some schmoozer on the other side of the planet establishes contact with them through the internet, through some sort of social media platform, and they start talking to these people. Many times they're a little bit older. They lie to them. They talk about how much they love them. Next thing you know, thousands of dollars start disappearing from their account because they voluntarily give money to some of these schmoozers who say they're in love with them. They've never met. They've never seen them. They send false pictures to them, pictures that aren't their pictures. There's some model. And some poor guy sitting up in Tazewell somewhere goes, oh, boy, I got me a girlfriend. And it's sad because he doesn't know. That may be a truck driver from India. You know, who knows? But they're being scammed, and they're sending sometimes money on a regular basis to these people. Oh, dear, I hope I could come see you soon. I'm just a few dollars away from having enough to be able to buy a plane ticket to come on over. If you can send me some more, I'll come see you this May or this June or this July. You know, the devil lies, doesn't he? And he takes advantage of sometimes those who are in a vulnerable position. So don't let yourself be vulnerable. It was 1862 on this date. The U.S. Department of Agriculture was established. You know, it was established by President Abraham Lincoln. How about that? 1948 on this day, yesterday's date, was the establishment of Israel. So Israel became an independent nation, declared independence from Great Britain, yesterday's date, 1948. Israel was declared independent. Is that significant to us? Those of you in prophecy know that it is significant. It is noteworthy. Now, the very next day, May 15th, 1948, just hours of after declaring their independence, the new state of Israel was attacked by Transjordan, This is before Jordan knew that it was a boy. No, that's terrible. That's what it was called, Transjordan. It wasn't a part of the trans movement. Okay, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon were all sworn enemies of Israel. And more Bible prophecy was fulfilled. I would imagine preachers and teachers would have been going bananas at that time, thinking, wow, this is it. And they were right to understand that this is the age, correct? But we do not know the day or the hour. Those are all in his hands. Safely in his hands, I might add. It wouldn't be good if we knew the day and the hour. And there's going to be people who are going to argue with me even right now. They're going to call me up. They're going to say, Bob, you could know the day and the hour, the exact time. No, you know the season. You know to be aware, to be waiting and watching. But better yet, to be about our Father's business. When the time comes when we're taken out, I hope to be right at the end of leading yet another person to faith in Christ. I hope so. That's what we should be doing, is being about our Father's business. I don't know how long we have, do you? So don't be deceived. As we said in Luke chapter 21, we'll talk more about that Monday with Jenny Bushkell as well. All of that coming right here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We have so many things to be thankful for. Now, part of it's the good weather, but we do need some rain, don't we? And you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Here it is. It's 44 stinking degrees. It's cold. It's just cold. Tomorrow, we could have highs in the upper 80s. Sunday, we could touch 90. Monday, we could touch 90. Tuesday, we could touch 90. Those of us that may have said something about being cold, don't ever take it as a complaint from me. I don't complain about cold. I don't. Until it gets to 24 below or something, I'll just keep my mouth shut. That's the record low here at Knoxville, January 21st, 1985. But anyway, I won't say anything about being cold. Sometimes I will complain about being hot. In the words of Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith Show, when he was talking to Floyd was complaining about being, you know how hot it is, Andy? 92. Yes, it's 92. It was hot. Well, Floyd, you know what they say. Everybody complains about the weather. Nobody does anything about it. Yeah, Woodrow Wilson said that. I said, no, Floyd, Mark Twain said that. Woodrow Wilson didn't say that. Oh, well, he had to say something. He became president, after all. Howard McNear was so funny at that. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, I'll tell you about my experience just kind of hanging out with a bunch of high school kids. Plus, I got to tell you about the coolest family I know. I don't want to embarrass them, but they're one of the coolest families I know. They're a homeschool family. They came from California. They're photographers, videographers, editors, very talented media people. I just love them. But you're going to hear more about them coming up at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. Coming up shortly, we've got Fox News, an update from China, how that visit's going. I am Bob Bell. This news update brought to you by Frazier's Carpet One.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Keep all of my birds. Yeah, my debt has been paid.
Break it up, man.
Many cents in my dry bones. Rise above of that grave. He has all of my worship. All the honor and praise. I've got joy because I've got Jesus.
That's where the joy comes from, amen.
He gave me.
WRJZ Joy Radio. Just a glimmer of the sunshine creeping over the Smoky Mountains, spilling down in here to the beautiful valley known as Knoxville, Knox County. All of those of us in Sevier County, Blount County, Granger County, Jefferson County, Anderson County, Campbell County, Monroe County, all the counties we reach, we're grateful. By the way, we do reach those counties even terrestrially.
What do you mean by terrestrially, Bob?
Well, Claybo knows. But it means you listen off the air. Extraterrestrially, you phone, you listen at WRJZ.com. So that's all over the world. Don't you know E.T. had, I mean, there's a lot of news about, UFOs now. E.T. had the internet before the internet was the internet. He's probably the one who told Al Gore about it. Don't you think? I mean, maybe Al Gore was, do you think Al Gore was a friend of him? Perhaps? For WRJZ, 102.5 FM. I got people giving me program suggestions. By the way, you can reach me at bbell@wrjz.com. Hi, Bob. If by any chance you see my message, I love your radio show when I get a chance to listen. We love you too, young lady. Many years ago, I attended West Haven Baptist Church with the Curleys. Those are my in-laws. If you run out of something to talk about, tell Peggy Curley that Alma Pike said hello and hope she's doing well. Keep up the great work. You're doing such an enjoyable job on your radio show. I love that. Thank you. You could always write us. We appreciate you reaching out to us. Our listeners are a blessing. You are a blessing. Actually, our listeners are more than a blessing. They're actually more like friends. So last night I was at a spring game. But I stayed up late last night. For me, late is like 10:30. That's late, late. Because I got up at 3:25 in the morning. And I did my push-ups, Dave. But 10:30, oof. So I was at a spring game. And this is a football game, inter-squad scrimmage, at a high school that you would know. Wonderful people. Love it. By the way, thanks to Natalie Bruin. If you don't know who Natalie Bruin is the widow of John Bruin. John was one of the best offensive linemen to ever play at the University of Tennessee. John passed away. He had complications from CTE, brain and head injuries, and all different kinds of injuries in football. He played professional football with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But again, he was one of, I would say, the top five or six linemen ever to wear the orange, in my opinion. And I've seen a lot of football. She's one of the sweetest widows you would ever know. Constantly praying for people and involving herself with kids' lives and helping them grow in their faith. And she had everything written out for me to do a bunch of announcements. And I worked with this family. There was a family of photographers. They're the Davis family. They came from California some time ago. Homeschool family that felt like they needed to get out of an area where they just couldn't flourish. And I'm not, this is not to knock California, but what a family, what a tremendous group of people. I saw these young ladies with their parents being so respectful, so helpful, but at the same time, kidding around with each other and laughing and joking and just having a wonderful time. You know, they were gigging each other, but at the same time, you could tell they just loved each other. The dad was doing such a great job at encouraging the rest of his photographers that were getting shots on the field, different camera angles and things like that. But he was, you could tell, he was the guy that really does love his girls and his family. So a shout out to the Davis family. It's good to know. More coming up at the Bob Bell Show at WRJZ. It's now 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7.
Joy Radio.
Another reason to listen this May.
It lights my day, gets me going to work.
We're Joy Radio.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe?
a beautiful Friday morning, my friend.
Now the feeling.
The WRJZ Joy Radio. The Bob Bell Show is underway. Yeah, I just thought about that family I was with last night. What a great thing it was to have Natalie Bruin show me all the things that she had written up. She painstakingly wrote out the definitions of all these cheerleaders, dance team members, color guard members, football players, everything. Because she knows that it makes a difference, even in the small things, to have a big booming voice say their name on a PA. And it was fun. But I'm sitting there watching this family work together to get video shots, and they're just magic. They kind of read each other's mind. They understand media. But it's how they interacted with each other. A loving mom, a loving dad, who could laugh and joke around with each other, be serious with each other, at the same time, show love for one another. It's just cool. It's the way a family should be. And I think they came up to a pastor friend of mine just a few years ago, and he said, "From whence did you come, or where did you come from?" And they said, and I've heard this before, "Well, we escaped California. I was sitting in my grace group one day. My friend John, who you heard on the show the other day, said something to the same effect. He and his wife, they said that, you know, we escaped California. I was talking to a lady from New Jersey. This was several months ago. And she has a heavy, thick accent, too. I said, Joanne, where are you from?" She said, "Well, I'm from Jersey. You know, we escaped Jersey." Now, did they send out some sort of memo to each other? But they were all using pretty much the same nomenclature. They escaped these places. When you're driving down the road here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and you get to complaining about this, that, and the other, and there's plenty to complain about. We're not perfect. For heaven's sakes, there's still some potholes in the road, jar your teeth. However, the ones on 275 have been fixed up pretty good, because that whole section right there across the old Coster Shop Bridge, remember that's what they used to call it? That's been repaved now. Remember how that used to smell through there with the old paper mill? Oh, boy. Doesn't smell like that anymore. But folks, we live in a great place. God has given us very much to be thankful. Listen, at one time, California was a wonderful place. It really was. I mean, I think I was just there in 2006, and my visit to San Diego, I so enjoyed it. And I didn't stay at all the touristy places. We did stay at a hotel, and it was wonderful. But we went to eat at Ray Delgado's, the big steakhouse. We went to Petco Park and saw a Padres game, and that was fun. We sang at several different churches and rescue missions. We saw the poor side of town. I went through El Cajon and ministered to some people in some apartment buildings there, and it was kind of a rough time. But yet, at no time did I feel unsafe in 2006. Now, maybe that was partially my ignorance, and I believe it probably was.
Did you say El Cajon?
Uh-huh.
That's a big place for train enthusiasts, the El Cajon Pass.
Is it really?
Yeah, because they see all these diesel freight or the freight trains, and they're trying to climb that hill.
Oh,
that grade, and they're loud.
From El Cajon across the valley, if you look hard, you can see the church where Dr. David Jeremiah has ministered for so many years. You can see Shadow Mountain.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that a while back. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That'd be on my bucket list.
I had a privilege and a wonderful time, and got to lead a young man by the name of Ramon to the Lord on his front porch. And he was having a horrible fight with his girlfriend.
Oh.
And there was nothing pretty about it, but it was... For some reason, he took time to sit down. He was in despair. He was crying. Kind of a big guy. And I said, "Ramon, isn't it odd
how some big dude from Knoxville, Tennessee ended up on your front stoop sitting down with you and we're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ? When I looked at him, I said, do you think that's just an accident? And through the tears, he said, no, I really don't. I said, I think the Lord is after you in the right way. He smiled. He came to faith in Christ that day. At WRJZ, more encouragement on the way at the Bob Bell Show. Also, food for the soul. Chuck Swindoll talks about the power of a woman right here at WRJZ Joy Radio.
From Sunrise in Seymour to Biscuits in Bearden and Coffee in Carnes, mornings are better with Bob Bell.
This is an everyday.
This is a new day, everything bursting with hope here at 6:54, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. WRJZ. Later on, a chance to pray for Senator Paul Bailey on Pray Tennessee. Pat Paulus will lead us in prayer in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. By the way, don't you love the fact that Knoxville Wholesale Furniture says, you know what? I want to sponsor Pray Tennessee for a year. I mean, that's awesome. Coming up Sunday, rededication of the nation to God. That's what the president said. You know, one great way to start is to rededicate ourselves every day. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him first take up his cross and follow me daily. Take up his cross and follow me. It's a constant, isn't it? For sure. It's a little chilly out there. Here at about 5 minutes away from 7. Teleco Plains, 38 degrees. I kid you not. Jamestown, 38 degrees. Pigeon Forge, 39. La Follette, 41. Downtown Knoxville, 44. At the airport in Alcoa, 42. Wow. Meanwhile, we talk about some of the things that we're going to do over the next several months in rededicating this nation back to God. What does that mean to you? You're welcome to call at 865-342-5620. By the way, for some of those of you who are relatively new to East Tennessee, and I was texting back and forth a while ago with one of them who came from Louisiana, and I'm asking, I said, what have you learned about East Tennessee? What's one thing you've learned about East Tennessee? Or maybe if you want to give me three things, that's fine. But if there's one thing that kind of sticks out, you say you've learned about East Tennessee. Because I could talk to Dave and to many who lived here all of our lives, or a majority of our lives, and it's kind of like you're talking around in circles. But to hear a different perspective from somebody who comes from another place. By the way, even in New Jersey, I reminded Joanne, I said, there's some wonderful places in New Jersey. She said, yes. I told my friend Justin, there's some beautiful parts about California, even to this day. And he said, absolutely. Man, in 2014, I went to Truckee, California, and Tahoe, right there close to the state line. It was just beautiful. Well, I love going up I-10 and some of the sights you see. 1 minute you're in the desert and it's 110 degrees. A few minutes later, it's 48 degrees and you're heading into the park. It's like, what in the world? And it's great diversity. Big, beautiful, tall pine trees, redwoods that are majestic and huge. And desert sand with those little dirt devils dancing around. It's pretty cool. We're also going to talk about being the real father a little bit later on with a special guest coming up in an hour. As I said, Greg Steer on today's Focus on the Family. By the way, Dave, I'm going to do a graduation speech I decided today. A commencement address to the class of 26, whether you're graduating high school. Today is graduation day for the University of Tennessee. University of Tennessee ceremonies take place most of the day at Thompson Bowling Arena. They'll be in G10. You could park there, G10. That garage is still standing right now. It will later be torn down and be the entertainment district at Neyland. Also, parking Garage B. Garage B and G10. For those of you who have youngsters that are graduating University of Tennessee. Free parking for students, free student parking. Or it says free parking in the student section, whatever it says. That's what they were saying. They being the University of Tennessee. So congratulations to all the graduates. There's a lot of high schoolers going to graduate too coming up in the next several days. It's going to be exciting. Bob Bell at your service at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Continue to pray for our president and other cabinet members and other business leaders that are in China, that they will not be deceived, but also that there will not just be an adversarial response from everybody. But I got to be honest with you. I don't want Chinese companies buying up all my land. Do you? All right, that update's coming up next at WRJZ. Also, traffic and weather on the way at 7 o'clock at WRJZ, Knoxville. Welcome in at WRJZ. It's now 7:03 and a half, as it were. Bob Bell at your service. Friday is here. Friday. Yes, you were right. We were going to have one of the members of the Knoxville Sheriff's Department on. 11 indictments were handed down, including J.J. Jones, formerly sheriff, David Ambern, who, of course, ran for sheriff in the primary back on May 5th. Also indicted, Captain Aaron Yarnell with the online division. Also, as many as 8 others, 11 all told, indicted by the FBI. And so we'll see what takes place in the days and months to come. The lawyers that we've heard representing these men said they look forward to defending them. Aaron Yarnell's lawyer said, you know, these charges suddenly appeared very quickly, whereas when they were first being investigated in 2018, Aaron was not a part of it. So that's where it stands. We'll let the chips fall where they may. The WRJZ, pray for all of those in authority, though, that they don't get taken away by any temptation. For those who have and those who... If they haven't, then let their name be cleared. You know, one way or another. This is the Bob Bell Show. I welcome you. It is good. Number 865-342-5620. I remember as a young kid years ago riding on bus number 35. I can't remember the guy who drove it, but he was a real skinny guy. Good bus driver. He had an Adam's apple that was as big as a grapefruit. I mean, that... He wasn't anything wrong with him. He just had a big old Adam's apple. And he was just a good old man driving the bus, and he took care of us well. But he turned the radio station on WNOX, which was the pop station at that time. And I heard a song called Patches from Clarence Carter. It sounded something like this.
He said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through.
Like a dying father said, you're the man of the house now, kind of song. And I heard Patches, and I thought, I said, that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
I became a man that day, so I told Mom I was going to quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule.
Mm.
So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes
fed the chicken and chopped wood before he went to school.
I wanted to leave, just run away from
for WRJZ. Clarence Carter has passed away, sad to report, just earlier today. But for WRJZ, like I said, you heard me say it a moment ago, In Teleco Plains, it's 38 degrees. It's cold out there. Also, I talked to a man by the name of Marshall Andy about this guy because Andy Smalls and Eddie Arnold were very good friends. Eddie Arnold, known as the Tennessee Plowboy, was born on this date in 1918. He had a lot of big hits.
Say the things
I remember my mom
to
used to love those. For
and
WRJZ, it's kind of odd because this is one of those days where there's a ton of birthdays of sports figures. Ray Lewis, who played in one of the Super Bowls for the Baltimore Ravens, won one, is 51 today, linebacker, came out of University of Miami. Rod Smith, wide receiver, 56 today, out of the University of Missouri. Played for the Broncos. Desmond Howard from Michigan, 56 today. Washington Redskins, Jacksonville Jaguars, Green Bay, Oakland and Detroit. The great Emmett Smith. One of my friends, one of my pastor friends, named one of his sons Emmett after Emmett Smith because he loved not only the way Emmett played, even though he's from Florida, I still liked him. Yeah. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl 27, champs. Emmett's 57. Yeah. And John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, pitcher, of course, 59. Right here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're talking about people who are being taken aback and being deceived. And we're talking about the elements that goes into someone being scammed. So much of the elements involved are vulnerability. Sometimes you have somebody who's lonely. They may have money and wealth. They may have some good friends. But they're lonely, maybe even in a romantic sense. And they get to be 50 or 55 or 60 or 65. When I come back in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a chilling story that came out of the prison where I minister. The chaplain told me some years ago. But let it be a warning to friends and people around you and family members too. All of that coming up. We're here to serve you on the Bob Bell Show for Friday. Good morning. It's now 43 degrees.
Somewhere between sundown and Seymour and high noon and Halls, it's Bob Bell.
My heart is racing and my knees are weak as I walk to the edge. I know there is no turning back. Once my feet have left the ledge and in the rush, I hear a voice telling me it's time to take a leap of faith. So here I go. I'm diving in. I'm going deep.
Good morning. It's now 7:12, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. Temperature 43 degrees in downtown Knoxville, 41 degrees now at the airport, and 41 degrees in Carnes. Good to have you. Congratulations to Dave Gibson, who's a music minister that we had on this station several times, who had won an award for writing a play, an adaptation of Pollyanna, but it was done as a musical. And his adaptation has gotten lots of great comments from critics, but this is even better. He's also written a new musical about faith and family and forgiveness called Home Before Dark. Dave Gibson, who now ministers in a church in North Georgia, has won the 2026 Angel Award for Best Play. I didn't even know that there was. I know what the Angel Award is. It's about plays that are written for faith. Sometimes the greatest superheroes are just grandparents in disguise. Home Before Dark. And it talks about faith and forgiveness. How God does not know a skin color or melanin or color of your skin. And he's got some great music. It's just beautiful. Congratulations to Dave Gibson. That he's an old friend of mine. A lot of you know him. Very talented playwright, very talented music writer, song composer, just talented. But also very unassuming, just does what he does. For WRJZ, good to have you here. We talked about scammers a while ago before we get to our commencement address. I want to caution people because I was listening to one of our chaplains in one of our prisons recently. And he said, as he was training us, he said, we had one person call from California, a lady who lived there, said she was driving across country to marry someone in our facility. And would I perform the marriage ceremony? And the chaplain had to wait because he had to think before he spoke because of rules that you don't give out certain pieces of information. He said, ma'am, can I ask you a question? How well do you know this man? Oh, I know him. There's some beautiful letters that he sent. He's captured my heart. And it's, as I'm listening to this, my heart's breaking because I know there's some people are so lonely and just left by themselves. And he's been receiving money from this lady on his jail account so he can get, you know, different things, the commissary and whatnot. Anyway, he's just captured my, well, have you ever met him? No. No, but I know him, and I'm coming to marry him. We've already agreed it's going to be in such and such day if you'll marry us. And finally, the chaplain couldn't stand anymore. He said, ma'am, can I tell you something? You're the third one this year that he's written such a letter to. And she said, and it's just sad, you may laugh, she said, well, he didn't tell me that. No, he didn't. Just be careful. There's people being scammed online. Some lonely 55-year-old guy, you know, some woman that looks like she's 20 years his junior, sends a friend request, and they start a conversation online. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another, gets out of hand, and he's sending her money because she's saying, oh, baby, one day I'll come see you. I promise, da-da-da-da. I just need a few more dollars to get that ticket bought, and the plane prices have gone up, the airfares have gone up. Next thing you know, he looks up, and he sent her $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 over a period of 6 months. How sad. Beware. Make sure you check on such friends. Maybe it's up to us, church. Don't let the lonely be lonely. Walk with them. All right. Coming up on 17 minutes past 6 o'clock at WRJZ. When we come back in a minute, we're going to have a special address. Coming up today, though, on Focus on the Family, is Greg Steer. Is talking about the importance of fathers, even though he didn't have one. How he knows his heavenly father took over. Listen.
Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. We see that in the book of John. 98 times it says the word believe. In Greek, it's pistis. It means to trust in or rely upon. It's not just mental assent. It's putting your faith in Christ. Just like you're trusting in those chairs to hold you up, you're transferring your faith from yourself to Christ and him crucified. And you believe that he died for you, and you trust in him to save you, which brings us to the L. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. It's not just eternal life, it's a quality of life. Not just a quantity of life, it's a quality of life. We experience eternal life now and it lasts forever. Let me tell you, one of the reasons this means so much to me is I never met my biological father. My biological father left my mom before I was even born. I've never seen his face. I've never heard his voice. But don't you dare feel sorry for me, because I have another father. And he'll never leave me or forsake me. And if you're a believer in Jesus, he will never leave you or forsake you.
That's coming up today at 8 o'clock at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Your commencement address is coming up for the class of 2026 next. Also, later on this hour, Barry McGuire, the car guy, and how he ministers. To WRJZ, time now for our Pray Tennessee segment. As we lift up Senator Paul Bailey, Join Pat Paulus in just a few moments in conjunction with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
From Powell to Farragut and from Halls to Carnes, he's delivering Christian talk you can trust. The one and only Bob Bell.
It's just about party time as people are getting ready to graduate all over East Tennessee, including the University of Tennessee later on today at WRJZ. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sun is out, 43 degrees, 42 degrees at the airport. My name is Bob Bell. For several years, I've done a commencement address. This is no exception. So, line up as we get into the corridor and prepare to walk across the stage and receive our diploma from the University of the Bob Bell Show. The University of the Bob Bell Show proudly presents yet another commencement address. This to the class of 2026. Some of this will sound much like it has in previous years. Good morning, graduates. Welcome to the next step in your life. I may not be like other commencement speakers. I'm not going to tell you you're the most important person on this earth. I'm not going to tell you you can do no wrong. I'm going to help you understand that you're just like the rest of us in that we will make mistakes, we will stumble, we will fall, we will hurt, we will have pain, we will cry, we will laugh. We will love. There'll be times when we're very angry as well. But I'm also here to tell you that God has given you some gifts. Whether you realize it or not, you have the ability to do many things. Perhaps some you've not discovered yet. Use those gifts. Use those gifts to serve other people. Don't chase money. Sometimes serving other people will be the way that you make a living. Meanwhile, realize no one is waiting to hand you a job. If they are waiting to hand you a job, beware. They may want other things that you shouldn't and cannot deliver. And listen carefully, my friends. No one owes you. No one owes you. Please dispose of that mentality. Please take that out of your vocabulary. No one owes you. If you learn to work hard for those things that you want and need, according to the gifts that God has given you, there is a tremendous reward that goes beyond money, although money will be part of it. You will also understand a satisfaction that comes with accomplishment. Graduates, I'm here to tell you, today you may work at some jobs that you don't like. Learn to be present where you are with the job that you occupy. And even if you don't like it, do the very best you can. If you're faithful in a few things, he'll give you charge over much. And finally, graduates of 2026, let me tell you, there's great reward in being tired at the end of the day. And lying your head on the pillow knowing that you've done all you can. If you follow some of these positions and principles, God will raise you up in the way that you need to be raised, in a place where you need to work. Be productive. Do things for His glory. And thank you for listening to this old guy in his commencement speech of 2026. And now, here's your Bob Bell Show diploma. I am Bob Bell, coming up a little bit later on today at 11 o'clock. Jack Hibbs talks about something that I think is very important when it comes to our faith in Christ. Do you still have that first love feeling? That first excitement you had when you first came to the Lord? Jack Hibbs?
Think for a moment. The moment you accepted Christ, or when you were coming to faith in Christ, and your first, I don't know, first few months of walking with Jesus, it was so pure, so simple, so beautifully easy going with whatever he says to do. And then you get messed up listening to people. Or you read some knucklehead book that puts thoughts in your head. Or somebody comes along and says, well, that's really great, but you need to join our group and get all bummed out like we are. No. Jesus said, listen, every believer, maintain that error of your first love. You've seen people in love and that first love's condition, symptom, condition. You can't talk to them. It's impossible to get through to them. They're blinded by love. Say, isn't she beautiful? Well, not really, but you're in love with her. Look at that. Isn't he the greatest? Well, I think he's a bonehead, but you think so. They're in love.
Hey, man. That's coming up at 11 o'clock today. Real Life Radio here at WRJZ. Go back to your first love, as was written in the book of the Revelation. Coming up in a few moments, it is the car guy, Barry McGuire, special interview right here at WRJZ. Now it's time for Fox News, sponsored by my friends at Frazier's Carpet One, I-640 and Western Avenue.
He stepped out for a second, but now he's back, Bob Bell.
Praise God, he is. For WRJZ at 102.5 FM, this is the Bob Bell Show. Joy Radio, we put the joy in it. We got the sunshine out. It's now 43 degrees. It's going to start warming up, be much warmer this afternoon, you heard Mike Witcher say. But it's weird out there. Like, there's some places where it got down in the 30s, not far from here, like in Jamestown and one place in Sweetwater in Teleco Plains. Got down to 38 degrees. My name is Bob Bell. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by our good friends at McLean's Painting. McLean'sPainting.com. If you need some exterior jobs done around your house, let's don't be on top of a ladder, guys. That's not a good thing. Let's let the professionals do it. Call McLean's Painting. Tell them you heard it here on the Bob Bell Show. I know that they would appreciate it. Well, what do you know? Look who we caught up with. It is our pleasure, sure enough, to be catching up with Barry McGuire. You know him as the car guy. Barry, thank you for joining us on the Bob Bell Show. Brother, we really appreciate it.
And with a fellow car guy. I mean, maybe your listeners don't know that, but you share the passion just like me.
I do. I told you off the air I drove a 1973 Plymouth Satellite when I was 16 years old. It was
now, that's funny.
That is funny. But it was brown. We called it horse teeth. Everybody in Seymour.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Everybody in Seymour right now is laughing. How did you get to know to be the car guy? Everybody knows you as that. But how did that come to be? Tell people, for those people who do not know.
Yeah, well, thank you, Lord. I was born at the right time in the right place, Southern California, the land of where the car hobby began. I watched it begin right around me. And my grandfather created this incredible set of formulations that make black paint finishes look perfect, and so car guys kind of like that, and it started with the professional side, and by the late 1950s, just about every custom painter in the United States was using McGuire's products, and then giving our products to the car guy customers who are paying these enormous prices for their paint job, and telling them, if you use McGuire's, it'll keep looking like this forever, you know?
Mm.
So it really drew us into it, and when I first introduced our product into the retail market in 1973, the package actually says, this is not a mass market product, this product is for car guys who want to create a perfect finish on their show car paint finishes. And you don't know, at the time almost everybody waxed their cars. We didn't have clear coat finishes, but now with clear coat finishes, almost nobody waxed. In fact, basically nobody waxed their cars anymore except car guys. But as you know, car guys wax their cars about once a day, and there's about 30 million car guys in the United States, and we're the car guys car wax, and it's propelled us, thank you, Lord. I mean, he gave us this position, but we went from nothing to becoming the number one selling car wax in the world, and it's because that's the world we live in. And then I did a TV show for 18 years, you know. Yes. About that, and it's called Car Crazy, went worldwide, and just talking about, I'm a car guy, and I like to talk to other car guys. And so we showed car guys all over the world what car guys all over the world look like, and all the while I use it for ministry. And if you know McGuire's, you know Barry McGuire, you probably know he's a Christian serving God. And yes. So it's worked. It's been my platform.
Here's the deal, Barry, just, too.
Bob, it's amazing how that you can use wherever you have. That is your pulpit. That's where God has placed you, and he'll bless whatever is in your hand if you've committed whatever is in your hand to him to proclaim his name.
Well, look at you now. Right now, Barry McGuire, you are known as the founder and president of Ignite America. And you go to igniteamerica.com, find out more information. We're going to take a brief break right here. We're going to be back in just a few seconds on the Bob Bell Show with the car guy, Barry McGuire. It's more than just wax. It's more than just cars. It's about serving the Lord. And what's coming up this Sunday, a very special event. Not only has the President of the United States called for another National Day of Special Prayer, Barry's got something for you. We'll tell you about it when we get back on the Bob Bell Show.
In a world full of noise, he's talking truth. Bob Bell is on the air now.
The sun is out now, 43 degrees at WRJZ. The Bob Bell Show underway. I love it. Back to the car guy in just a few moments. Let me tell you, don't forget about the Bible League, as we said just a moment ago. My wife and I have already made our donation. You can make yours today. Go to WRJZ.com/Bible. For more information, the sun is out. It is gorgeous. It's a great day to paint, but you need to call McLean Painting, our sponsor this half hour. McLeansPainting.com. Go to the website, look them over at WRJZ. They'll take care of you. Whatever the painting job outside, you can call McLean's Painting. We're back with Barry McGuire, the car guy. Of course, you've got the best wax in the world that maintains the outside of cars, but you have the best preservative in the universe. When you put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
So amen, amen.
For Barry, for me, I'm a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy, but I'm glad to be with you. Ignite America, you've got a big event coming up this Sunday. Tell us about it, would you?
Well, actually, let me just say, I'm dying the whole teen challenge. I
there
met David
are.
Wilkerson in 1970. I think I'm the oldest surviving supporter of 55 years of supporting Teen Challenge. So I've spent my life. Most people don't know that side of my life, but I spent my life working with drug addicts and knowing, but by the grace of God, there go I, and seeing how God changes the ones who are the most lost and see them soften and come to the Lord. Yeah. It's to see those miracles in front of your eyes. I mean, you are one.
Yes,
but I say if you're not a Christian, hang around Teen Challenge a little while, and you'll have no doubt there is a God.
You'll come to faith in Christ. I mean, he'll show himself to you.
Absolutely, amazingly. And I've seen it hundreds of times, and every time I talk to these addicts who explain their story to me, what happened and where they were born and what they were taught, I say, but I just weep. I say, but by the grace of God, I'd be in the same place.
Absolutely.
I was raised in church. I'm obligated to whom much is given, much is required. We're obligated to those who are lost. And the problem, Bob, is most of America is lost, and they're lost because of us. Mm-hmm. They're not evil. They're just lost, and nobody's telling them they're not going to church. We're their only hope. The only hope they have is in us. And we've gone silent. Less than 1% of us are actively sharing our faith every day. God help us. We got to get off the bench and into the game.
Well, it's like I told people. I said, we got to get off our blessed assurance. And I mean that. we know Christ.
Exactly. I got to use that one.
You got to
use that. I'll give you credit, okay?
He shed his blood on the cross to pay the price and penalty for our sin. Who are we to hold that back from those who are around us? And the president has urged us to rededicate America this coming Sunday, May 17th. And I hope and pray that we'll all do that together. But Barry, you're ongoing in everything that you do in Ignite America. What got you involved to begin Ignite America?
Well, I've just been doing it for 50 years. Karen and I have been sharing our faith every day intensely for 50 years. We don't have enough time to explain how, but every time you do it, you have more fun and more fun. You get more energized. And God spoke to me and said, you need to tell other lay people how much fun it is. And you know what I've come down to realize, folks, in the few moments we have here, God wants to mandate from cover to cover of the Bible that you share your faith secondarily to win the loss and primarily to win you. Most of you are living in fear right now. Satan's got you. He's living in fear and he's neutralized. You can't share your faith if you're living in fear. And if you're living in fear, you're offending God. You're telling God you don't trust him. How do you escape fear? In Isaiah 43:10, he says, I appoint you as my witness so that you will believe.
Yes.
Would you believe? That you will believe. Because when you're sharing your faith and God is speaking to you, forget all the preparation. Don't just love it. He says, I'll know you're my disciple by your love. When you're loving people, the Holy Spirit will confirm to them that's coming from God, and they'll open up within 5 minutes. And then God, the Holy Spirit, in Luke 12:12, even makes the promise. The Holy Spirit gives you the word to say. It's effortless, folks. All you have to do is love on people. God does the rest. And when you do that, you're living for God's purpose instead of your purpose, and that changes everything.
So what I hear
Romans 8:28 says, when you live for my purpose, mm-hmm. I'll make everything in your life work together for good. Everything God's promising you, from now until you see him face to face, he'll make everything work together for good. That's the end of fear. All you have to do is love him and live for his purpose. And so we say move everybody. Our ministry, Ignite America, is about moving everybody every day closer to Jesus. Everybody. Not one. We don't have time for that. We're running out of time. Move everybody.
Well, Barry, if
conversations
only you had...
and be ready to let God speak through you and love them through you. And that's intimacy with God, folks. That's the end of fear.
Barry, if only you had some passion. God love your heart. I wish you'd get a little excited. No, the word, this is something you can take with you. The word enthusiasm comes from two parts of a Latin word, entheos, and that's in God. In our maker, redeemer, the one who created us, the one who owns the map to us, this is where we find our excitement. That's why we're
enthused.
So enthusiasm comes from entheos.
Wow.
So there you go. See, we both learned something today. I want to hear you say one time in the next 60 seconds before we go, I'm Barry McGuire, the car guy. I got to hear that.
Hey, I'm Barry McGuire, the car guy. How you doing? All right?
I mean, and here's the truth. You're Barry McGuire, the Jesus guy. Because you're pointing people to the Savior.
I'm Barry McGuire, the Jesus guy.
I love it.
And hey, I'm Barry McGuire, and Bob Bell and I are car guys.
Well, you know what I say, Barry? If he could use a donkey, he can use us.
I'm living proof of that.
Listen, I want to thank you for what you do. Keep doing what you do. I want to invite people to go to igniteamerica.com, igniteamerica.com, to the website. Take advantage of everything that's on there. Be encouraged.
And there's a book. If you want to hear it, just go to Amazon and get our book, Ignite Your Life, because it will ignite your life. It's a promise.
Love it. Ignite Your Life. If you don't believe me, just listen to the enthusiasm in his voice. Barry, Barry McGuire, you're a treasure to us. Let's do this again soon, my friend.
Thank you. We're good. Blessings on you.
Blessings
Bye.
To you, sir. Barry McGuire, the car guy. Back with the final leg of the Bob Bell Show in a moment.
More energy than Neyland Stadium on game day. It's Bob Bell.
Good morning. It's now 7:54, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Greg's here at the top of the hour. It's going to be a great, great message, the importance of being a father or knowing who the real father is. That's all coming up right here at WRJZ. Focus on the family, a 40-plus year tradition, more than a tradition. It's required. I mean, it's good radio. The hantavirus, can you use a little good news? So far as we know, in this world, there are 16 people infected. The bad news is it's a 30 to 35% mortality rate, but only 16 people. Out of what, 8.5 billion? 9 billion, perhaps? No active cases now in the United States. 41 are being monitored. So, yes, if you get it, it could be a real problem. The deal is the chances of you getting it are small. This is not a mask thing. This is not a massive quarantine thing. This is stay away from rat droppings thing. That's a thing. That's the good news. There's also good news on the other front. God is still on his throne. Our thanks to Barry McGuire, the car guy. Wasn't that great? If we're going to devote ourselves back to God this Sunday as a nation, perhaps we devote ourselves back to God now, right now, individually. Maybe it's an individual thing to begin with, and then collectively as a church, and then collectively as a nation, realizing that the 320 or 30 some odd million people in this nation, really, the truth is, not many are blood-bought, born-again Christians, if we're to be honest. This is why we exist. When I say we, I'm talking about a radio station, Foothills Resource Group, and all that we do, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. For people to hear it, believe, yes. But the primary reason, and you're going to say, well, this is weird, is to edify the saints, that is to build you up, so that you take the message and run with it. And I hope and pray that you'll do that. I know you will. Monday on the Bob Bell Show, we're going to have a Christian filmmaker, Rob Ekmo, on. Jenny Bushkell will be back on in the 7 o'clock hour Monday. It's going to be a great time. I hope you get a chance to join us. It is fantastic. What a beautiful day out there, too. 44 degrees now. The sun is out. Temperature's going up. It's not always going to be cold like it is right at the moment. Fact is, by the time we get to Monday, we're going to talk about highs in the 90s. So thank you, Mike Witcher, for doing the job that you've done each and every day. We appreciate it. One of the things we want to talk about before we go, though, is we have set a goal of 2,400 Bibles that we would like to get delivered to people who don't have a copy in their language. And many of you have helped. We've gotten a little over 13% of our goal now. We would like to take a few big steps forward. My wife and I talked about it last week, and we said, we're going to do it. We're going to make our donation. What about you? I'm not going to ask you to do something I'm not willing to do. So, you go to wrjz.com/Bible. Now, I know a couple of times I said /Bibles. And I thus led many of you astray. I am so sorry. There's no S on that. WRJZ.com/Bible. Or you can go to WRJZ.com. You look for the Bible League banner. Click on the banner. You see all the features and how easy it is to give. We found it to be very easy as well. You can do the same thing. But for $5 a copy, you can change the life of someone who receives a Bible of their very own. In places all over the world, both in the Western Hemisphere and in the other hemisphere, where they just don't get them, not in their language. So if you would go to BibleLeague.com or simply go to WRJZ.com/Bible. I am Bob Bell. We have lots of other great things coming up throughout the rest of this week as we talk about rededicating America to God. Go back to some of the writings of our founding fathers who were very clear. I mentioned this the other day. Is life so sweet or peace so dear as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what others may do, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. The words of Patrick Henry. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by McLean's Painting. Thank you, Charlie McLean, for helping to sponsor us. Sorry, Charles McLean. And also Matt Hall, we appreciate you guys and all the work that you do. I am Bob Bell. Until Monday, go out and do Jesus to someone today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Danny Huerta. Teen anxiety is far more common than many realize. Racing thoughts and fear about the future can be overwhelming. But